from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, from verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth preaching everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word of these signs following them. Amen. Now these are scriptures that have been read over and over and over and over and over again by brethren. But God wants to give us deep insights, a spiritual eye view of what he truly meant when he talked about the signs of the believer. The signs of the believer. Who is the believer? The believer is the one who hears the word of God, receives it, embraces it, and, you know, obeys it. You see, those are the people who leave all to follow the Lamb wherever it's going. These are the people who leave all the vanities of this world to be united in the Son of the Living God. So we are being called out from darkness. We are being called out from the realm of death, from the realm of wasting. And we are being brought back into the presence of the Father, where the glory of God can be found in its entirety. Hallelujah. The believer is the one that will walk the way Jesus walked. The believer is the one that will manifest the all power of the Alpha and the Omega upon the earth. Hallelujah. Now we must understand that when Jesus Christ spoke things like this, he was actually communicating spiritual things to his disciples. Obviously, he knew that these words would be preached over and over again. And you can truly receive from the Lord when your spiritual faculties are open to receive. Because the letters do not actually give life. It is the spirit behind the word. It is the understanding, the illumination that comes from the Spirit of God that gives life. Amen. The Bible records that the disciples went about doing these same works after Jesus was taken up. That is, they went out casting out devils. They went out, you know, healing the sick and doing all kind of miraculous wonders. But I tell you, the light is shining ever brighter, and the Lord is giving us greater understanding. The sign of a believer is a sign that must first of all be fulfilled on the inside of the saints, on the inside of you individually. It must be fulfilled in you individually. That's what Paul says in a letter to the Corinthians. You see it? That, you know, that we should cast down every high thing, everything that brings itself against the knowledge of Christ. You see, bringing everything into the captivity, into the obedience of Christ. You see it? And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So we can go out to truly wage war and be victorious, to revenge all disobedience when our own obedience has been fulfilled. You have to start off the work that God, you know, starts off with is here on the inside. We start off first on the inside, casting down everything that is not of the Lord's and bringing everything under the feet of the Lord. That's why Jesus Christ says, those that have believed, those who hear the gospel, believe and are baptized, will be saved. You are baptized when you put to death every member of your body that wars against the Spirit, which is the Lord. He must reign. He must put everything under his feet. Of course, we know death is the last enemy to be put under the feet. You see it? But all that must occur on the inside of us. Hallelujah. He was revealed from heaven to destroy the works of the devil. That is what Jesus Christ was revealed for. To destroy the works of the devil, which ultimately is death. He is the prince of the grave. And the revelation of Christ from heaven with the good tidings is to destroy every work of the devil. To cut in pieces and destroy every work of the devil. To take captivity captive. And to set the people free. Free into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. And all these things must happen individually on the inside of us. So there's no way ministry cannot ever work when you try to work from the outside. The religious man or the hypocrite, the man skilled in the ways of religion, goes about, you know, trying to organize something, trying to do something for the, in the name of the Lord. He goes about, you know, organizing, you know, crusades and gathering, you know, searching for souls, only to convert them into, you know, greater sons of hell. Many Christians today are not experiencing the promise. Like we're talking of professing Christians here. Many are not experiencing the glory that God truly promised for us. The joy of the salvation, the victory, the power, the boldness to walk in the name of the Lord. Very few Christians actually have this victory, this thing working in them. You see, your victory is not how many people you gather in your churches. Your victory is not how many books you sell. Your victory is not in how well you are accepted by men or known by men. Your victory is in how much you can realize Christ on the inside of you. How much you can know Him that is true. Hallelujah. How much you can realize the incorruptible, immortal Son of God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. So let us understand that the work, first of all, starts here in the house. Amen. If you still have fear, if you still have doubt ruling your life, if you still have, you know, anger, bitterness, hate, inability to manifest love, then you have to go back to the drawing book and let the Lord work this work in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let us examine these signs. It says those that believe and are baptized will be saved, baptized into the death of the Lord Jesus. See, will be saved, because you in your humanity, you in your self-knowledge cannot find salvation. The only thing yourself or our humanly derived identities is worthy of is death on the cross. As we go into this message, you will discover how deadly and how negative that human nature, that human image that we are born in this life, has really negatively impacted our lives. You will begin to see that the problem is not somebody out there. The problem is not somebody in the Middle East. The problem is not your husband, your wife, or a family member. You begin to discover that the problem is actually yourself. And to truly get the victory, you must put to death the outer man of the flesh. You must be baptized into death. Hallelujah. That is where you will find the salvation of the Lord. Salvation is found only when you discover yourself in Christ. When you discover yourself living in the knowledge of the Son. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Those that do not believe will be damned. See, if you do not receive this gospel, if you do not believe, you only go greater and greater into greater condemnation and destruction. Amen. You go further and further away from the source of your life. There's no way a man can enter in except by humbling himself unto death of the cross. Amen. Now Jesus Christ says they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents. If these people drink deadly poisons, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. They shall cast out devils. Of course, I minister deliverance. I've been a deliverance minister. Of course, I really have special grace in that area. And of course, we still pray for people who have problems in their lives. See? But I want you to truly understand that our warring is a war against principalities and powers. Our warring is a spiritual war against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Amen. Hallelujah. We war against the princes that rule these dark ages. Hallelujah. And you will discover that we're not just talking about some kind of force outside there. This thing starts off on the inside of you. It starts off from the mind. It starts off from the negativity. It starts off from the beliefs that, you know, emerge from our carnal faculties. Hallelujah. Do you realize that the mind of a carnal man, the mind of a man, a mortal man of the earth, is actually the same mind of that serpent that the Bible talks about in the book of Genesis? It's all working in the mind. Amen. And as long as that mind still speaks and has a place high up on the inside of you, there is no way you can obtain the victory that you are seeking. The work of the principalities and the powers of this dark age, which actually won with your carnal mind, is to seal you up, seal your true identity, and to kind of place a barrier, a veil between yourself and your Father, the living God. It creates a dividing wall, a partition, so to say, a wall of enmity, so that you look at God as an enemy, as an adversary, one who is out to punish you, you see it, and to teach you a lesson. You see, the way you relate to God, your relationship to God, your relationship to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, is the thing that actually determines the course of your life. If you know God as Father, and you can approach God with boldness, then you have the Garden of Eden as your environment. You have your soul blossoming like the Garden of Eden, the place of pleasures. And in His presence is the fullness of joy. In that place, you don't, you know, have to live in the travails that men live in. The travails of men, which is, you know, the urge to survive, the urge, you know, to make ends meet, will not be your portion, because you are encircled in the knowledge of the love of the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. From the moment man has descended into this realm, into this dark outer realm called the world, he has actually received a mark on the forehead. He has received a mark called the mark of the beast. The beast is the devil, is Satan, is the dragon, they are all one entity. And man is under that, the sway of the wicked one. But those who can receive the gospel, get the revelation of Christ, get the revelation of the mystery of the Son of God on the inside, and, you know, walk towards realizing Him, knowing Him, realizing Him in the fullness, will be the ones who will overcome that mark of the beast. They will be the ones to overcome the dominion of the devil. When you realize the Son, you are set free. The devil is cast out. The wicked one is no more. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelations, John saw a vision of an angel descending from heaven with a chain to the bottomless pit, and he tied up the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet, and he will cast them into the bottomless pit and change it, change the pit, lock it up, so that they no more exist. Amen. This is a sign of the believer. That voice that condemns, that contrary voice that tries to work against you, will be cast out. God will give you the victory against all negativity. Hallelujah. God will give you the victory against sin consciousness. God will strip away the veil and cause you to realize the love of the Father. Amen. In its totality. We're not talking of a victory like this and like this. A victory in its totality. Amen. When you look left, right, and the devil is no more. Amen. No more negativity. No more bitterness. No more a voice that tells you that you do not love God. Because you will be united once more in the bosom of the Father. Isn't it wonderful? Hallelujah. So they shall cast out devils. It's simply the same thing as picking up the serpent. Hallelujah. You pick up the serpent. When you pick up the serpent from the ground, the serpent is no more. What happened to Moses? When Moses picked up the serpent, it turned into a rod of authority. Hallelujah. All we need is to ascend from the dust. Awake from the dust. Awake from carnal living. Awake from your mortality. And ascend into immortality. Ascend into incorruptibility. Ascend into the knowledge of him that is true. Amen. That is the lifting up of the serpent. Hallelujah. In that day you have overcome the beast. In that day you have overcome the carnal nature. In that day you will know that you are as him. The way he is the way you are. Righteous without guile. You will realize this thing in its fullness. As long as you persevere and continue on with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. In the book of Revelation chapter 15, this is a sign in heaven which John, you know, saw, had the privilege of seeing. This is actually the sign of the believer. The sign of the overcomer. The sign of those who taste of this great salvation of God. Revelation chapter 15 verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is fulfilled all the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Isn't it wonderful? This is a sign of the believer. These are the overcomers. The ones whose eyes are open to behold the glory of the Lord. These are the ones who get the victory over the beast, over the mark of the beast. You can see the problem is the beast. Like I said, the beast is the serpent from the beginning. The beast is the serpent that crawls on the ground, which is actually connected to our carnal minds, to ourselves, our humanity. Man is a brute beast. See, man is a devil. Hallelujah. Man in his humanity operates as a temple of Satan. Amen. So we overcome the mark of the beast. Then we can sing the song of liberation. The song of Moses is the song of liberation. Liberation from the hands of, you know, Rahab. Unto the glorious liberty of the sons of God upon Mount, you know, Zion. Hallelujah. And this one sing a new song. a new song in light. It's a song that the ordinary man cannot sing. It's a song that, you know, belongs only to the overcomer who walks in light. Victory in its totality. Hallelujah. The creation is beautiful, brethren. Everything is wonderful. Hallelujah. God has blessed us richly with every single thing. The only thing that hinders us from the blessing of God is that carnally derived identity, which I say is the mark of the beast. Amen. He's the one that is one with the principalities and powers. Wickedness ruling in this dark age. So this is the principality that has, you know, weakened your faith and your boldness before the Father. He accuses you day and night and tells you are not worthy of the Father. The strong wall of partition has been erected over the mind for years, so that you have tried and sought the Lord for years. You've tried to love the Lord. You've tried to do things in the name of the Lord, but you've not been able to. Things have not prospered. You've not known joy. You've only known fear. Your life has been hanging in doubt for years. Your future in doubt. Brethren, now is the time to listen to the gospel. Listen to the truth. Listen to that still small voice. Come into the quiet. Don't be distracted by the activity of the dead on the outside. Come into the quiet and sup with the Lord. Amen. And He will cause these signs to be fulfilled in you. Amen. They will speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. These are the ones that speak a new celestial language. Amen. No more the lies of man. Who is the liar? The liar is the one who denies the Christ on the inside. The liar is the one who denies the truth, which is your true image, spiritual, celestial image on the inside. Hallelujah. That is the liar. Anyone who denies Christ is a liar. Anyone who confesses any identity other than Christ is a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they shall drink deadly things and it shall not hurt them. What are the deadly things we drink? It's simply the poison, the concoctions, the lies of the devil. See, these are the doctrines and the beliefs that litter this age. Your religious beliefs only serve as an instrument of the devil to fight, you know, to widen the gap between you and your Father. You see, anything that comes under the cover of religion and fails to reveal the seed of Christ in you is of the devil. Anything that fails to reveal that you are as He is of the devil. Anything that tries to tie you down to the elements of this world, thinking that, you know, you can probably please a God somewhere in the sky or a God somewhere far away, is of the devil. And they are in the majority. That's why Jesus Christ says, many will come in my name. They are already coming in His name. Many doctors of religion, doctors of the law. Everybody knows. You see it? And I can assure you that the true believer's greatness is known by the believer and by the brethren who walk in the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, we are not of this world. We do not seek glory for men. You see, we don't come to seek crowds. You see, we don't come to seek a name among men, but we seek the only name that exists, which is the name of the Lord. Don't be carried away by crowds. Don't be carried away by outward activities. Don't be deceived. You see, when the multitude will gather to listen to Jesus, they never could truly comprehend what Jesus was looking for, was saying. They were only there, you know, seeking for what they will consume, something for their immediate use, for their bellies. It's only a 12 out of the thousands that will ask Jesus, that will actually come into the quiet to listen to Jesus. Amen. The sign of the believer is something that is known between you and God. Of course, it will show eventually to people around you when they begin to see your exceeding faith and boldness, when they begin to see the love that surpasses all knowledge, when they begin to see a nature that has been transformed in its totality. Amen. And of course, God will reveal you to whom He will reveal to. You don't need to bother trying to make yourself known to people. No. It is the Father who honors the Son. It is the Father who reveals the Son to the outer profession. All the Son does is to keep Himself in the knowledge of the Father and the Son. Amen? So let's understand. So in deadly drinks, are simply the lies of humanity. The lies of this age, that litter this age. These are the things that people take and die of. Amen. But now we know the truth. When you know the truth, you are set free by the truth. Nothing can take away your joy or your peace again. Hallelujah. Nothing can ruin your fun again. Amen. You will see the Garden of Eden to its fullness. You will see pleasures, the streams flowing with waters of rivers of joy. You will see and realize to the fullness. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ says, they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Of course, after you too may have recovered. See, it's a two-way thing. You recover, and you yourself become a vessel in the hand of the Lord, causing people to recover from the fall. Amen. We're not just talking about headaches or cancer, and you know, all these illnesses we see in this world. It's much higher than that. Of course, those things coming, but we're talking of a, you know, total healing. Do you know somebody can be healed by the in the hospital and yet is not healed spiritually? True healing comes when you rediscover yourself in the perfection in which God designed you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. We are falling sick in Adam. We fell off from glory. We died off. A lot of people are on their sick beds. Unable to see, to walk, spiritually lame, spiritually blind. They cannot walk in the righteousness of the Lord. They cannot walk in the ways of the Lord, pleasing to the Lord. But now the hour has come. The hour has come for recovery. Because the Son of God has come to restore everything back to the way it was. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So you can see the true sign of the believer is the ability to overcome the old carnal man of the flesh. That is the greatest sign. If only you can overcome that man of negativity, that man that does not know God, that man that cannot please God, then you will discover the paradise of God. Then a new world opens up to you, a world in delights and in pleasure. This thing comes by a gradual conformation unto the Son of God. Recognizing your celestial image, your spiritual image, and a loosening from the elements of this world. A loosening from the elements of this temporal world. And by faith beginning to walk in God's eternal realm. Walking the way you are known of the Father. And walking in relation to the Father. Walking in relation to the brethren. Step by step, pass by pass. You will discover the victory that you are looking for. You will discover yourself picking up the serpent. So that the serpent no more exists. You will discover yourself casting out that the works of the principalities and powers working in your minds. No more negativity. No more bottomless pit. No more voices of sorrow, of regret, you know, of self-pity. All those things will be normal. Hallelujah. But it requires patience, endurance, continuity. Amen. Encouragement. Recognizing the will of the Father. Because His will is actually to give you the kingdom. His will is to cause you to realize this in its entirety. God is love, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Cast out the negativity, the negative, you know, impression that we've had of God over the years. Amen. And let us begin to know the true God of love, the true God of lights. Hallelujah. In Him is light and there is no shadow of turning. Amen. Wickedness is of this world. Wickedness is of man. Wickedness has got nothing to do with God. As you seek the face of the Lord, as you seek the glory, as you seek this high calling, remember, you might find yourself at times in a wilderness situation. At times you might find yourself as if you are cast out all alone in a desert. Moses was there for 40 years. The children of Israel were there for 40 years. At times it's like you are cast out alone, all alone. But if you are patient, hanging on to the name of the Lord, hanging on to the mystery of all ages that is able to save the soul, you will realize that day of victory. The Lord will visit you and loosen you. Hallelujah. You will suddenly find yourself in a broad place, reigning in joy, reigning in righteousness, reigning with all assurance and satisfaction, discovering that you and the Father are one. In that day, you will come and He answers. In that day, you will know that all things are yours from the foundation of the world. Amen.